All right,
we're live. All right,
my name's Michael Boyd. This is the Wrestling with Wrestling podcast. Man, I just watched, and I usually try to do these on Wednesdays just so that I don't have to do two separate videos for Raw and SmackDown. But man, oh man. the only thing that's fresh in my mind from both shows is Kalisto. And that's not a good thing. I know we, you know, I wanted the Cruiserweights to actually have, you know, some good, you know, good spotlight, you know, because they've been getting some, you know, some shitty spots on the show lately, and this is not what I wanted here. Gonna end the show with Kalisto? Kalisto? We're gonna end the show with Kalisto. I must have said Kalisto's name at least 50 times after the show actually ended. We're gonna end the show with Kalisto? Like, really? Like, really? Like, I have no words other than Kalisto. You know, and I love Kalisto. You know? I do think he looks weird with the underwear on and shit. I don't like when people switch ring gear. it fucks me up. Like, put your pants back on, Kalisto. Like, I'm not used to seeing your legs. But Kalisto's talented. You know, he's very talented. You know, but Kalisto? Like, you're gonna end the show with Kalisto. I think that was a trash ending. That segment had me going. You know, Enzo Amore going out there, you know, just talking shit to all the cruiserweights that lined up around the ring to whoop his ass again 2 weeks in a row, but they didn't because they knew they were going to get fired because Enzo had that clause signed by Kurt Angle. But I mean, Kalisto. Like, I want to know whose idea that was. Like, to not only have Kalisto, like, Kalisto coming out is not the problem. It's just the actual spot of the segment as to where Kalisto came out. This was the main event spot to close the show for 205 Live. And it's, you know, they're building it up like, all right, no, none of the cruiserweights can touch Enzo. But then we're like, all right, someone has to come out. And, you know, they're gonna fuck Enzo up. Kurt Angle comes out, announces there's a new cruiserweight who actually can put his hands on Enzo. And it's Kalisto. Now, I don't personally like surprises because surprises, you know, they give you a chance. It's an opportunity for you to possibly get let down, and I got let down. I got my hopes up. I was wrong. Kalisto. How much time did I spend talking about Kalisto? I need to look at this tape too, because I don't know why I spent all this time talking about Kalisto. Alright, I'm off of Kalisto. But I will say that Enzo Amore, when he's cutting those promos saying that, you know, he gave the Cruiserweight division life and all this other shit, I love it. Because it's kind of true. You know, you put a guy like Enzo in the Cruiserweight division, it's going to get people talking. And I'm not with all that crap that people are giving him now. You know, I think that everybody, because they heard that everyone else in the locker room hates Enzo Amore, then they want to hate Enzo too. I think that's lame. Because you liked Enzo like 2 months ago, but now you just automatically just hate him now because he got kicked off the tour bus or because he's annoying or this, that, and the third. Like, you guys need to chill. Like, it's wrestling, it's entertainment, you know, it's, I think we do have too much access. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day, but I think we do have too much access to what's going on in wrestling right now. But yeah, Enzo's doing great. I think Enzo in the Cruiserweights is actually a good idea. I think he's doing great. Very entertaining. You know, I didn't even know that he was a heel. I didn't know he turned heel. You know, I knew he was cheating and stuff, but I didn't know he turned heel because his promos have not changed. And I guess that's how good he is, that he's that person, you know, where he's just being him. And it's either you love him or you hate him. I love it, you know. And I think he's doing great as a heel. Keep it up, Enzo. Salute to Enzo Amore. Tip those strippers, man. they work hard, too, man. But, shit. What else did I draw from that? Okay, so I did see a lot of talk about WWE saying that, fans saying that Braun Strowman's momentum is kind of slowing down. I honestly think that people are over-exaggerating. Braun Strowman's momentum is not really going down. I think as long as Strowman goes out there and kicks ass every week, he'll be okay. The crowd will be behind him the next time he does get a shot at a title. I'm not going to edit that yawn out the video. I'm tired right now. It's like 12 o'clock at night. I'm an old man. I like to go to sleep. But I don't think Braun Strowman's, you know, momentum is being slowed down at all. I think him winning the title actually would have hurt him more. Because it kind of, you know, the payoff would have been over so short. I think it would be better if he did take the title from someone else at a different time period. Now, there is something I do want to talk about, and it may be an unpopular opinion, but listen, WWE, please stop giving us these trash Brock Lesnar matches, okay? Listen, you had him fight, listen, it's bad enough that you had him, you wasted him fighting John Cena twice, fighting The Undertaker like 5 times, fighting Triple H like 5 times, Roman Reigns a good 5 times, Seth Rollins a good like 3 times. It's bad enough you did all that, but to have the matches that we actually cared about, you know, against Dean Ambrose, that match was amazing, but I've always said that if it had another 5 minutes, it would have been great. It would have been probably the best match on that show. The match of Randy Orton was a huge disappointment. That shit was over in like 9 minutes. I don't know why. Like, you built it up, you know, once in a lifetime event. You know, Randy came out through the crowd, RKO'd Brock out of nowhere and all this stuff. But when it came time for that SummerSlam match, it was trash. The Goldberg matches were trash. The Samoa Joe match, you know, it was just over. Like, what is this, one F5? Is it taking people out now? Like, is that what it is? Like, I would love to see people kick out of F5, or just don't do the F5 right away. Like, these matches are short, they're quick. You know, Braun didn't really do the damage that he did to Brock, you know, at No Mercy, that he did to Brock at SummerSlam, and the weeks leading up to No Mercy. That's what we wanted to see. We didn't see none of that. We didn't see Brock struggle. I expected to see Brock struggle for at least 20 minutes. You know, Brock overcome the odds and for, you know, at least 20 minutes. But that didn't really happen. It was really quick, it was decisive, and it was done. But yeah, they stopped giving us these trash Brock matches. Like, I heard that Finn Balor is supposed to be Brock's next opponent, and I might not even want to see that because I'm going to get all hyped for it, and then it's over. Like, I don't, you know, I want to be entertained, you know, and I love Brock. I love, you know, when guys match up against Brock, because it's special. Brock's not always there, so when you see someone get matched up against Brock, especially people that you don't see all the time, you want the match to be something. You know, but, you know, WWE's going to do what they want to do. You know, Brock's still going to be Brock. I'm not going to stop watching, you know, but I just really wish that Brock Lesnar had better matches, you know? Because I know he has it in him. It's just that they don't do them. Also, WWE did tease a Shield reunion this week, and I'm gonna assume that TLC is gonna be The Miz, Sheamus, Cesaro versus Roman, Dean, and Seth Rollins. I'm just assuming here. I'm not really trying. I'm not. Anytime I see a link or something, an article online, you know, on Twitter, you know, involving the Shield reunion or spoilers or some shit, I'm not reading it because I just want to naturally watch it happen on TV. Even though I'm pretty sure I still get excited, but I just don't want to see that shit. It makes me excited. I do hope they bring the gear back. I do hope they come back as the Shield this Monday. I that would be pretty dope. And I also do think it would help Roman Reigns, actually. It seems that people are more receptive of him when he's with those two than when he's on his own. And I do think that it would help because if the Shield ends up, if this works and they try to put a title on Roman, smart. I don't think WWE, I'm thinking they're going to try to put a title on Roman. I'm thinking that they're going to try to keep him with the Shield up until WrestleMania, put the Universal title on him, a title on him after, you know, he faces Brock at WrestleMania. And I think, you know, people, they might like that. He might get some help from his boys or something. They might turn heel, I don't know. But people love the Shield. I love the Shield. You know, and one of the most heartbreaking things I saw in wrestling was watching them break up. So I'm glad to see them, they're getting them back together. I do think that they should have ended the Roman, ended Raw with the Roman versus Miz match. But I do think that, you know, WWE, Monday Night Raw, they're heading the step in the right direction. The storytelling on Raw was amazing with this whole Shield, Cesaro, you know, Sheamus thing, and The Miz. I do think it was great. I'm looking forward to it. Now, you let me know. Are you still going to hate Roman Reigns? Even if he's with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose? Or will you love him again? And if they do all win championships, if Roman wins the Universal Championship with The Shield, will you boo or will you be happy? Let me know. I'm going to end this right now. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Mel Boyd. Also follow Russell with WWE on Twitter. And all the links and stuff in the description box below. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud, iTunes, Wrestling with Wrestling. I'm Michael Boyd and I'm out.